Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is the 14th day of, let's see, what is it? March 2024. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we about ready to see it go down. Oh, this country has put a fork in it. It's done. Now, I will say this. There's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus, and that is the key. And our Father in heaven, he sent his only begotten Son down here on earth, and he was crucified for all of your sins. So if you believe in him, and if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, repent of your sins, which he basically died for. He said, Lord, come into my heart, be my Savior. And if you're sincere, he'll do it. And that is the best deal in town, let me tell you. That is the best deal in town. Because I will say this. When we read Luke and Mark and John and all of it, and we read the Matthew, because I'm going to tell you, Matthew 24, Matthew 25, 25 talks about preparation, doesn't it? Well, should we prepare for anything? I think we should prepare for all of it. War, civil war, possibility of no election. And oh, I know it looks pretty good. Trump's supposedly winning a few things, but I'll tell you what. Ain't won nothing yet. Because some things are so evident that they have to get rid of him. But I think they're still going to try to get him on something. Meanwhile, gold, 2163.73. Silver, 2489. It was up over 25, has been. Platinum, 938.28. Up 504, and palladium, yeah, 1102.68, up 855. That tells me that platinum and palladium are going to be used for the cold fusion, doesn't it? And that some people are knowing that oil ain't going to be around because they're going to nuke the oil and gas stuff, nuke the U.S., Russia, different place, the Middle East. That you're going to have cold fusion. You're going to need platinum and palladium. Cold fusion. Okay. They did it years ago and they're going to do it some more. But meanwhile, they're trying to make sure that you don't have any food to eat. All right. Trying to make sure you don't have any food to eat, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're looking at what I'm seeing that the RAF plane with the defense minister of the UK, Great Britain, on it, the Russian jammed his communications. Well, I could tell you years ago that the Red Chinese made sure to bring down a plane, Air Force One, down to Singapore years ago, and that the thing started in the coffee pot in the galley and then went to other systems, and they had to land, and they said, well, we just wanted to make sure that you were landing here because we had something to tell you. This was years ago, with about 204, 205, 206, somewhere in that time frame. And ladies and gentlemen, got to understand, I've been on almost 20 years. Brother Quayle's been on 35, 36 years. And Brother Quayle talked about cannibalism when you would see cannibalism 30-some years ago. He told, when you see cannibalism in the headlines, you'll know you're close to the end. Now, Alex Jones, of course, talked about it, but he talked about eating the bad guys, eating the New World Order people. He was going to become the cannibal to eat them in a scary situation. But meanwhile, for real, Barbecue and the crew are being brought in allegedly by Red China Joe. In spite of, Congress people's efforts to stop it and Ron DeSantis sending boats and soldiers and different things to try to prevent a lot of the cannibals from coming in and the Haitians from pouring in to Florida, which they are wanting to do because of the asylum problem. But meanwhile, allegedly, there's approximately 50,000 Americans in Haiti on tours, on what? They own business, they have this, that, the other. And the State Department has no, Red China Joe's got no provision for them. Oh, it's going to be an old wing dang doodle when this stuff really starts to go, and it's already starting to go. Believe you me, it's starting to go. And the nuke war, Putin keeps talking about it. Looking up the Canadian prepper, he says he's got connections in the billionaire crowd and in the military crowd that are making sure that they're stocking up high quality goods and food and moving it into their things. Well, I've been telling you about that for years. North Kansas City, they got the largest underground storage facilities in the entire world. Largest deep underground storage facilities in the entire world, north of the river, Kansas City. All right? And they've been putting stuff in. The train goes in from Leavenworth. The trucks go in. Big trucks go in up of 29 and 435 and different things and across the bridge from Kansas City. And they go up in there and they go deep into the deal. And people own businesses, and there's post offices and everything. They run races and all kind of stuff. But it's the largest deep underground storage, okay, in the entire world. And a lot of it is filled. And I can recall telling you back in 2004, 2005, in that era, that they were already starting to stock up frozen and irradiated. See, they even irradiate some meat to preserve it in some cases. They've learned how to do that without a problem years ago, the military. But they're putting in steaks and for the officers and the military, filet mignons, lobster, shrimps, all the good food, the good fish, all of the different things. And this is back in the day whenever the government cheese and butter was coming out. It was coming out of here because Eisenhower had enough food for over 200 million people stocked in the Midwest here in the underground bunkers. And then you go down by Joplin and down in that area, they got more of it down there, all kind of deep underground. And the trucks go in and out. They have white trucks, which are United Nations trucks. If you've listened a long term on the show, you heard me tell all about this. Brother Quayle talked about the white trucks going across into Mexico and that we taking food to the red Chinese that were living in new housing subdivisions in the Montanas in the mountains of Mexico. And you remember old Hawk had somebody go down there who had some partners down in Texas who had partners down in Mexico, and they went down and checked it out, and they found out the red Chinese officers and some enlisted and non-coms were living in housing down in Mexico. This thing is ready to go wild weasel, and I'm going to tell you what, you better buy food whilst you can. You better buy food whilst you can. Okay, and I guess I should just go ahead and read Matthew 24 again. For many shall come in my name. Oh, wait a minute. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I think the AI has been talking about that in a sense, hasn't it? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, like 200 of them off the state of Washington. Hello to B&E. I hope you got your high ground material ready to roll. All right. God bless you out there. B&E of B. All those are the beginning of sorrows. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 13, Matthew 24, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel and the king shall be the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and stand in the holy place, whoso hath read it, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be wild weasel time. Now, if you go to Matthew 25, Jesus will tell you in the red letters, you better, that the bridegroom was coming, you see. The bridegroom is going to come in Matthew 25. And you better have lamps and lamp oil. And that's literal. Because if you can see at night, you can see what's going on. You got something. And I would get you Dietz lantern or Petromax lanterns or whatever you got, Coleman, whatever you got, but get the lamp oil or the good kerosene if you can get it, and get it and put it back. But I like the lamp oil, and you got to read up on what you can't use indoors and what you can't use outdoors. But you need candles as well. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, light sticks, every kind of thing, rechargeable batteries, solar generators, anything that you can get to give yourself some light, electricity, what have you. And food, water and water purification, okay? Water purification. And you also need firearms and ammunition. Now, what's interesting is the U.S. military is running out of ammunition. We don't have enough ammunition in the Army or the Marines or the Air Force or the artillery or any kind of a thing. And we ain't making all that much of it. So I'm going to tell you, you should get as much ammunition as you can get. But if you don't have the food and the water purification and the water storage blocks or the smaller water storage containers, I've got some 50-gallon ones, 55-gallon blue drums and all that, but I wish I had more of the small ones. So I've had to take up getting some smaller ones and then also some gallon ones and what have you. But the water blocks, and then you get the 5-gallon and that kind of stuff. And that's what you got to be able to do. And then you've got the Berkey filtration systems, or the Pure, or the Aquarain, or you see Alexa Pure, or the different thing, or the Katadyns, all the different stuff. But even if you cannot get the black Berkey filters, which are no longer being made, you can get the Sterisil type Birkfeld filters, British Birkfeld, USA Berkey. You can get the Sterisil filters, which are done with carbon in the center and then encased in the what's the hard stuff? They're encased in hard ceramic material, basically. All right. But I would also tell you to get Katadyn Combi, Alexa Pure, Aquarain, whatever it is. You can put those other filters in those other things. But get additional filters of whoever's got them. And then you're going to need pots to boil in and cook and all of that kind of stuff. You've got to have a go bag, but I'm going to tell you that it all doesn't fit in the go bag. But you can see on Steve Quayle on Combi, he's got a good go bag up there that you can... Several different ones you can buy. But if you need gold or silver or palladium or platinum, you call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. And whether you get Steve or you get Tyler, his son, or you get Daryl, a capable manager, or Stephanie, his daughter, or whoever it might be in the office, you tell them Old Hawk sent you and told him to have you get fixed up with gold and silver. And also, to get fixed up with Steve's private briefings and with Steve's SQ 2.0 so that you know what's going on in any books that Steve might still have left where you can understand what's going on. You've got to have it. You have to have it. And ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of things. When you're starting to see Russia jamming the RAF plane signal, when it's carrying the U.S. to U.K. defense minister, then their full-spectrum electronic warfare can do stuff you can't believe. That's right. And some of it they got years ago, and some of it they had and got recently, more recently, from the Iranians, who then they went in and financed the Iranians and took all of that. And that's the kind of stuff that stops the ships, like the USS Donald Cook and all these different ships that they put the kibosh to, the destroyers and the Arleigh Burke class and all the different stuff the cargo ships and what have you. But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not only are we still using the E-6 as the command and control planes up, the TACAMO planes have been up, but they've gone back to whatever E-3s, the AWACS and stuff they've got left, because it's got still the big radars. And what are they doing? And they still also have C-130 scout ships and different types of P-3 Orions, P-8 Poseidons. They've got everything up under the sun, trying to look for Russian and Red Chinese hypersonic missiles coming in to see any kind of a thing they can see. And they're all over. And then they got balloons up. Remember I talked about the Raytheon balloon, allegedly Raytheon out of Arizona State. And then we find out maybe it is something called the World View Incorporated. All right? Some kind of a thing like that, which is a private aerospace corporation that does balloons and stratospheric monitoring and all this kind of stuff. And then if you go onto their site and take a look at it, you'll see different on Wikipedia and different things. When you look them up on a search engine, World View Incorporated, you will see that there seems to be logos of different things like Stratos, which allegedly put up a U.S. type of experiment the other day, in the last few days, of a U.S. hypersonic. Well, we had the hypersonic glide vehicles from the beginning, and now they've given all that up to the Red Chinese and the different ones. So back in Obama, they started to destroy it. Even W. Bush started to put the kibosh on all of it. The Ronnie Ray gun and all the other different carriers were supposed to be totally self-protected with weaponry that you cannot believe, and the rail guns and all the electromagnetic pulse weapons and all this stuff. And we fought with the Russians in 1977. We were putting our pulse weapons on the moon, which not Red China's talking about they're going to do. But we had ours. We're putting them on the moon. And the Battle of the Harvest Moon, the Russian manned cosmospheres, took out our moon bases back in 77. I've read it to you. This stuff is not nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. So what I can tell you to do is to prepare, and the first preparation is to repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior. Oh, that's what you do. And meanwhile, the DHS and the FBI and the CIA and all the EIEIOs are looking for you. And they're looking for the kids and all the stuff. And now we got a whole new summer school getting ready to come in of the NSA summer school kids getting ready to come in where they can peel them off and teach them how to be, first of all, how to worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and then how to be spies and spooks. Now we're talking about, we've talked to you about the beef herds being destroyed, or basically beef herds being at about 1952 levels. We said a year or two ago now, 1950 levels, yet the world population and the U.S. population is huge. Now we're starting to hear, basically, you can go and look at the article, I believe it's at stevequayle.com, and the beef trade is basically 85% of the beef is owned by about four companies. Two of which are foreign. One, Chinese, Red Chinese, through Smithfield, which also owns most of the large pork producers in the world. like 10 or 11 of the top 12 pork producers that they bought a few years ago. Lady J discovered that for me and sent that to me years ago. God bless Lady J. You helped to get people canning all over the bluegrass Mount Music areas, haven't you? The Blue Ridge and the Smokies. You've been getting a lot of people doing it. And may the Lord protect you against all evil. I don't know. We're going to have nuclear war. We have EMP that takes the power grid out. That's all they got to do. Within basically the first year after the power grid goes down in the U.S., 90% of the population is gone. It's dead. They can also take out the 10. Do you think they got enough red Chinese commandos and Russian commandos and Muslim commandos inside the United States that if they know where they're all at, that they could take down the main 10 power substations and do the same thing? You better believe they could. Remember when they shot the one out in California? They shot out the turn of the oil out of the things, and they went down in the tunnel and turned off the early warning system that the power substation was down. They did it not once, but they did it twice and a second time. And there's been others. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to fight to protect what you got. You're going to have to fight to protect what you have, because the world is going to war. And I don't know if you'll have an election. If you do, all they got to do is, if they, it looks like Trump is getting awesome stuff to give you hope, you see. But all they got to do is steal the election again, in a sense. Hasn't this country been stealing elections and stuff for jillions of years? Tammany Hall and much even before that. And you remember when we talked to you about the Kennedy thing and Nixon was beaten by 100,000 votes in one or two precincts in the city of Chicago? I even told you about a family situation where Mayor Daley was known by my father and mother, and they were standing out in front of South Michigan Avenue on a 4th of July, looking at a parade and all the hoopla and the bands, and all of a sudden Mayor Daley comes over and knew my old man and said, "Hey, how you doing? Is this the missus?" And he kissed my mother's hand. He said, "I want to introduce you to the next president of the United States. His name is right here. His name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy." Okay? And that was July 4th. All right? And then after that, he said, "Well, we got to go, man." And he told my dad, "Got to go. Good to see you and good to see the missus. And may God bless you." He said, "I'm going to go back up. We got the band. They're going. We're going to march down South Michigan Avenue." And that was years ago. So I know what I know. All right? Or you could go back into the other side of things where Senator Percy was running for the presidency at one point in time, right? Or vying for it. And his daughter got killed on a beach on the north side of the, you know, lake, on the lakeside north of Chicago, in mysterious circumstances. You remember Ross Perot, how they threatened his family, all the different ones, all the different things. This stuff has been going on and on and on and on. And you better pray to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven to protect you and your family and to get you going. If you got any money, Canadian Prepper was saying on his thing today, he was saying, if you better get your money out of the bank or whatever, too. I've been telling you that for years. If you got money, you better get it. We were told years ago, 204 at least, 205. Do you remember my old hawk told you on the air that we heard about a mountain house truck? Multiple mountain house trucks pulling up. To a Colorado address in the mountains that had a deep underground base of a housing base there, a deep underground base for an actual person or family, and they loaded two trucks full of mountain house down a conveyor down into the deep underground. Of course, the military is stocking up everywhere, too. I told you that years ago, too. And I told you that again tonight. I've been telling you for years, and Brother Quayle did talk about cannibalism over 30 years ago on air. And I guess that you'll see that he was really right on the money. Boy. There's 11 or more subs along the Atlantic coast, probably of the United States, Russia. Well, they're doing that again. They had them during the Cold War, but they also had them during the about 204, 205, if you recall. They had the whole coastline ring, and they had the Gulf Coast. The Russian subs were so deep into the... Oh, somebody just asked me what happened to Lady Chow's sister, I believe. Well, I think that was a message, do you not think, Crazy Horse? A message by the Red Chinese, you see, given to Senior Mitch McConnell, who's married to the daughter of Chow, who is the biggest shipmaker. Of the biggest ship owner, and most of his ships are made for him in Red China. So that's not a bit off topic. It's part of the same deal, my brother. And you better get that old buff gun and all them six or seven knives all you Native Americans always carry. And you better get them sharp and ready to go, because I'm going to tell you what. Put that old Superman or Godzilla balloon up, and when they come down your aisle with the old helo, put them up there with the wire, okay? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus, but I'm going to tell you what. He's going to tell you in Matthew 25 to make sure you got lamps and lamp oil. And when you don't have it, and then you beg for the guys that do have it. You say, oh, wise virgins, give us of some of your oil so that we have some. And the wise virgins say to the other virgins, the foolish virgins, and they say, no, lest we not have enough for ourselves. You go to them that sell and buy for yourself. And then when they go to do that, you see, and you better do it right away as much as you can, every little bit. Get the lists out and go down the list. Emphasize water purification, water storage, food, firearms, ammunition, warm clothing, firewood, lighting, lanterns, you see? Oh, man. It's for real. We're really real. You see what I'm saying? Get your go bags, but you better have your bug out spot set up, or you better be willing to shelter in place and to do it in your home and defend and protect your home against what's about to come against it. Ah, yes. Extremism, You're going to be a MAGA or a MAGA Catholic or a MAGA Catholic who's maybe, disabled American veteran. You see, that's the worst kind, you see, according to the FBI and the DHS. Worst kind of offender. Fiddle with boys internally. And I tell you what, Ray Ray and all the buddies, they say the same thing every 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, we're about ready to get hit by the Chinese, but you ain't doing jack crap about it because you're in league with them. You're in league with Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and the Red Chinese. And you're allowing the crap to happen. You're allowing it to happen. And West Point, good old West Point says, duty, honor, country. They had to remove that from the mission statement, you see, because now West Point has to worship Lucifer the Lightbringer and the Red Chinese and the Ruski. All right? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell you, West Point. Let me tell you. SEAL, SF, whoever you are. Whoever is going to be there. And some of you are going to be good. Police, whatever. Let me tell you what. There's going to be a lot of World War II steel and vintage steel that's out here. There's going to be a lot of stuff that is out here. And there are people who are willing to go by the law of the land. And the first law of the land was the Declaration of Independence. Ah, yes. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Unalienable rights, unalienable, and that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I don't consent to be governed by these jamokes, these mamalukes, these crazy Luciferian scumbags. That whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the law of the land, the first law of the land. All right. There ain't no martial law in that, and there ain't no martial law in the Constitution. And then if you look in there and you see the amendments, Amendment 2. Oh, let's look at Amendment 1. You got Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Well, they already did that, didn't they, during the COVID crisis? Or abridging the freedom of speech? They're already doing that. They're telling people you can't talk about this or that or the other on the social media. Or of the press. Or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. They're doing that. They can't do that. They're telling them not to. And then now they've got a little deal where they're telling you you cannot assemble to march in order like you might have done at the Concord Bridge, or excuse me, at the Village Green. You can't even march. And heaven forbid a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So if you're going to have a rifle in March, then they're saying you can't do that. They got bills now in the House. That Raskin, the scumbag out of Maryland, who should be sitting on the TV show The Wire or something, you know? And President Trump can't go run for office, and you can't vote for him, and you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is no longer America. You got communist Luciferian scumbags running the show, including all the EIEIOs, including the top slots in the military and in intel. So what are you going to do? You're going to do what the Declaration of Independence talks to you about. You're going to do what they did in One Second After, a book by William F. Forston, a forged book, when all of a sudden, kabingo, bongo, bango, you see, what do we got? The power grid goes down, and you got I-40. You got I-40 at Black Mountain and Swinoa and Asheville is... And beyond is a total parking lot. You got I-70, total parking lot. I-35, total parking lot. I-5, I-90, I-80, I-10, whatever you got, total parking lots. And then other streets also. Well, you'd better have food, water. You better have you some old-time stuff in the old parts box. You better have electronic ignitions, you see. Might have been the electronic ignition you might want to put in the new galvanized steel garbage cans with a tight lid. Electronics got to be protected against the EMP. There's also EMP protection devices. But I do know that they will work in galvanized, brand new galvanized garbage cans with tight lids. And you can put them in there on cardboard or on, I usually have a cardboard and have some padding from wool or what have you. A wool blanket, you see. And I just to kind of keep them rustling around. You better have radios and walkie-talkies and electronic ignitions, or you better have you something from the old days with the old kind of points, plugs, and ignition parts, generator, starter. Oh, man, if you could have an old Dodge Power Wagon, or if you could have an old Ford, or with the old school stuff, or an old Chevy truck, or if you just had an old 283 with a power packer. Heaven forbid you had a 327 that could really fly with a couple carburetors on it or three deuces. I'm telling you what, if nothing else, you better have your farm all or your John Deere tractor ready to roll. Your International Harvester or something. because this stuff is going to come down to the nitty-gritty. Let me tell you. They're going to use the bioterrorism on us again, too. They're going to release something. And I'll tell you, if they don't get Trump on the lawfare stuff, on this legal stuff, then you're going to see it. They're going to just go right into the fact that they're going to go into the steel early. They've been doing it for years, both sides in some cases. Oh, man. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what I got over here. Yeah, brother, I hear from Oregon there's more than maybe 400 million guns out that they know about. But I'm going to tell you what, they're going to come. And God bless you too, brother. The gentleman from Oregon has asked him straight up on the air, who is the brave fool that's going to come out to enforce all of this martial law, which does not exist and all the things? You have to suspend the Constitution, and you can't. But they did. In fact, Congress abdicated its responsibility in December of 1933 and put in an executive government. Allowed the executive branch to take over. And since then, they've done things to increase that power, okay? So who knows who on all this stuff? I'm going to tell you what. But if you're proud to be an American and you are a Bill of Rights American, if you believe in the Lord Jesus and you better or because there ain't no other way to go to heaven, I'm going to tell you. The way, the truth, the light, and I'm going to tell you, you better ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. But they are going to come, and what they will use the bioterrorism weapons. They will use much nastier ones. They will use the Marburgs. They will use the Ebolas. They will use the different stuff that they got. And the stuff they almost released when the Muslims, when the Iranians came into the University of in the Iowa State years ago. And they had the cells up there in Ames. That were then discovered, and they discovered that they, one of the women that brought in the stuff in the private parts came in for those cells, and they discovered her, and they, U.S. took her out and found out where the other cells were, and they did come and raid them cells, okay, back in the day, the 90s. And those things that they were going to put out there, we're going to be driven down the road on I-29, I-35, and driven down from Des Moines and all that up and down the road and driven all the way to Texas. All the way to Texas. But I will tell you what, they'll come with, as Greg Evenson told you, they're going to do yard farming. They're going to bomb you with B-52s and other gunships and stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, you get you some old wire, some good old, metallic line and you get you some old Superman balloons and Godzilla balloons and King Kong. And you get ready to put them up. Put them up in the valley where you hide out in the valley or in the in between the two lines of trees, if you know what I'm saying, where they got to walk in the valley. Put them up over that. And then there's some people have got ultralights and other stuff that in the right type of situation or those that are sitting in a cave, you know, or something like that alongside the river, maybe alongside the Missouri River or alongside a river somewhere else or alongside out in the desert, you see what I'm saying, and Chaco Canyon, wherever they might be, where you're sitting on the mountaintop cave and you see the thing come by. Well, I'll tell you what. I've read the book. Patriots. By James Wesley Rawls, Surviving the Coming Apocalypse. That's a good book to read. 1 second after, William R. Forston. And it just goes back and back and back, and we understand all this stuff. And stop worrying about not believing it, because they're already telling you out on Fox News what they're going to do. That's what they're doing. So food, water purification, firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition. If the U.S. military does not have sufficient ammunition, don't you think that you should have? Ah, yeah. Well, I tell you what. You gotta get your horses out, your covered wagons, all this stuff, because we are at war. We are at war, and I'm gonna tell you, the thing about it is that, here's an update from this afternoon on Thursday, the 14th, about 5:27 p.m., I guess, Eastern time, or maybe. Russia has 4 deployed tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, confirmed today. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better look and you better go download Crescent, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War, Nuclear War Survival Skills. You can print it off. You can get a PDF for free off of the web, a PDF. And I would print that sucker out, or you can buy the book. You can actually buy the book if you want the book. And then I would also take a look. You might want to take a look at U.S. government information about surviving nuclear wars. Whether it be DHS or whether it be the Army or the different handbooks or the Air Force or what have you. KI for you. You better have some potassium iodate or iodine. Yeah, I hear you, crazy horse. Military just needs to borrow ammunition from the postal workers, Department of Education, and the IRS, and all the different et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, well, they got plenty of it. All I know is that the machine gun shooters, I can remember back about 205 at a gun range where they have a, they shoot the pinballs or the bowling pins with the machine guns down in the basement, the agencies do. They had the post office with brass, you know, ankle deep or almost to the knee deep, IRS almost to the knee deep, shooting it. But the fact of the matter is, I think you ought to read 1 second after it's a forged book, William R. Forstchen, Forstchen. You also can read the Bible. If you want to read something in terms of different things, you might want to read Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. You might want to get you some stuff that's like herbal healing and herbal things that will help you to get stuff like how to make tinctures and what have you. No such thing as doomsday. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale. Back to Basics, okay? And while you're at it, when you're going to see where we're going to go, you better get Steve Quayle's book, Terminated. The End of Man is Here. Steve Quayle, Terminated. The End of Man is Here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you better get it and figure it out. The Fourth Turning, Strauss and Howe, Neil Howe, William Strauss, Neil Howe. Well, that's just telling you to prepare. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you to prepare, but that was in the 90s. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty men and women of valor with your high technology who went out into space long ago. Use that technology to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And against the enemy of the true American Bill of Rights patriots. Bending arrangements, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, you're the best by test. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey, after you got him in the optics. Stay on the optics. Road and track and little L. By now, you need to be practicing as well as the ninja skills and as well as the Muay Thai. Your daddy should be taking you to hold the rifle and shoot the 22s and the BBs and the different things to do your target practice. Learn to fight with the sticks and all of the different things. And I'm going to tell you what, them old worn soul drive people, God bless you all. And out there to Ronnie, may the Lord take care of you, Ronnie. Good night.